The Reverend Andrew Larson is an ordained Christian minister who works full-time as a self-described peacemaker.
When I step into a mosque or a Muslim community, and that's my focus, is not those who would be on the margin, but those who are practicing Muslims. That's my particular interest and passion. And I find family values are prominent, connection to those that care. So they have efforts, you know, they'll care for the needy. They have food drives, they have clothes drives. They're doing a lot of things that we would do also in other faith communities, caring for one another. Yeah, so I find more that we share. Obviously, there's theological differences, but we're able to hold those, I think, appropriately just in friendship. And we're not threatened by each other's company and presence.
Then what does he think leads some Muslims to become radicalized?
Well, I've done some study on this, and one of our board members in one of our organizations was actually an interrogator in Guantanamo. And the studies show that there's this matrix of, first of all, a person is marginalized in their own community for some reason. They are looking for answers and purpose still as a person that's, for instance, in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, if someone has been mistreated as a Palestinian, they're more susceptible to an alternative ideology. So it's not like Islam naturally birthed this kind of a response, but it is hijacked and used by some who have another agenda, who've been wounded, or there's some psychosocial wound that hasn't been addressed there. That is what I see and hear from those who are deeply enmeshed in that.
Larson says it has not been easy for most of his Muslim friends to come to this country.
Refugees right now, it's up to a two-year period of vetting already. First of all, they interface with the UN before they're even offered to the U.S. as a resident or a destination country. And then Homeland Security, many, many other U.S. agencies, the State Department, vet them extremely. There's one-on-one interviews. So I have friends here that have been in a family from Baghdad. They were in a camp in Cairo, Egypt for 5 years. So their process of vetting was thorough. And the statistics show that none of that have come through that pipeline have been part of any terrorist plot or incident in the U.S. soil.
It's an uphill challenge to achieve mutual understanding, but he remains optimistic.
It's hard to be passive in the current climate, and protests, all of that are just more felt, deeply felt, and people's passion is emerging. I think before we were probably more passive. So I actually find hope on the margins of this, kind of a silver lining. This is a heavy time, a sober time, but people are definitely more engaged than just even a year ago, I think.
You can follow the work of the Reverend Andrew Larson at worldlyholiness.com. Greg Hirschholt, Como News.